League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Once things got going, first match of the day on Ash, you knew it would be a tough one for the seventh seed. That's Ana Ivanovic of Serbia taking on Domi Sibulkova from Slovakia. Sibulkova, a very good player who's had to battle injuries this year that have carried over from the tail end of last year. And we saw it all, a seesaw match. It was won by Sibulkova in three, and that set the tone for what was a wild day on the women's side. But let's start with the importance of that win for Sibulkova.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's a big boost for her. She concluded last year, Brian, at number 11 in the world. Now she's down to number 50. She doesn't belong anywhere near 50 in the world. She's a much better player than that. In fact, that was the misfortune for Ivanovic, because Sibulkova should almost always be one of the seeds. And so she was one of the dangerous floaters in the draw. I still didn't think coming in that she'd beat her. I thought Ivanovic had a nice shot to maybe get to the semifinals and face Serena. But it was a strange match. First two games of the match, Sibulkova doesn't win a point. But then she wins 6 of 7 games to win the first set. Goes up 3-1 in the second and had Ivanovic down, love 40. It looked like it was over. Ivanovic comes back, wins the next 7 games, goes up a break in the third, and then loses 6-3. Good recovery in the end by Sibulkova, who just was beating Ivanovic to the punch from the baseline and returning with more authority. Nice win for her. I hope it propels her back to the territory where she belongs, which is at the very least top 20 in the world.
Well, it's pushed her into the second round. She'll take on the American qualifier, Jessica Pegula. Pegula, a native of Buffalo, upstate western New York. But then the drama just kept going from there on the women's side. Well, staying in Ash for a moment, Venus Williams, an impressive win, the 23rd seed, the two-time champion here, won the first set 6-4, then lost a tiebreak to Monica Puig in the second set, a tiebreaker that she shouldn't have lost, and you really were concerned for Venus at that point, but she rallied in the third set, won it 6-3. She's on to the second round in pretty impressive fashion.
It was impressive because, yeah, to lose a long, tight tiebreak like she did, it looked as if the match was going to be hers in straight sets, and you wondered maybe physically whether she might was a bit drained and wasn't going to do as well in the midday heat, but she did play a decent, solid third set, gets through to the second round. How much further she can go remains to be seen, but I think at least Venus has survived her first test. It's been a rough couple of months for her. She hasn't really been at her best, so I'm sure she's delighted just to have survived even one round here at the Open.
She'll have an All-American matchup in the second round against Irina Falcone. Falcone playing here for the first time since 2012, beat fellow American Samantha Crawford. Some other big seeds had big problems on Monday, as we started with the 7th seed Ana Ivanovic losing. So did the 8th seed, the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series champion. That was Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic, and she went down without much of a fight to Anna Tadashvili. So Pliskova, she won the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series. You give her that credit. But the way she did it, she wasn't playing lights-out tennis. So you had concerns about her coming in here. But still, as an 8th seed, that's a disappointing loss.
Well, it is, and she did it by playing a ton of matches. Right. That, you know, it was sort of war of attrition, and it was consistency in playing a lot of events. However, the idea is not only to win the Open Series, but to use it as a springboard toward a great U.S. Open. She's got to be very unhappy to bow out in the first round. I'm sure she deep down hoped that she could fulfill her seeding, live up to her seeding, get to the quarters. Obviously, doesn't come close. Out in the first round, but she'll have time to rest and gear up for the fall campaign now.
The 10th seed, Carla Suarez Navarro, she was ousted in the first round as well, going down to the Czech Republic's Denisa Alertova. So this women's draw, we talked about it with Sharapova's absence. It opened up, and things were blown open today. So you look at some of the other big names and past champions here that lost from the seeded side of things, like Svetlana Kuznetsova. She went down. Yelena Yankovic lost. Those are all big names. So now you look, and just how wide open is this draw, especially the half that Serena Williams is on.
Amazing, because Sharapova gone, Ivanovic gone. So she looked sure to play one of those players in the semifinals. That's not going to happen. You're right. It's impossible to really forecast who's going to come out to play Serena now in the semifinals. Could be 10, 12 different players. You just don't know. I think maybe form will hold up a little better on the opposite end of the draw, but we're not going to know. We'll see how everybody starts off tomorrow. But Serena's half is just muddled. No way to predict what's going to happen.
Serena plays tonight against Vitalia Dyachenko of Russia. That's the first match and the first night session of this year's U.S. Open. Then a very good men's match to follow. A very good first round on the men's side of things. Tomorrow's order of play is already out, and we know the first match on Ash will be one that a lot of people will be paying very close attention to. That's Andy Murray taking on Nick Kyrgios, the young Australian who's had an interesting summer for many of the wrong reasons. But Kyrgios, one of the more entertaining and one of the most athletic players in the men's game. He'll take on Murray, the 2012 champion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.